David Stirling letter saying we can't spend money we don't have. He's saying if there is any money around, then those decisions would have to be made by a minister. That doesn't look like there'll be any minister in place for the foreseeable future. So it looks very much in doubt.
The presumption up to now has been that the absence of a minister meant that no one was there to effectively rubber stamp the deal. When you bring money into an equation like this, it throws a very, very different complexion onto it.
It's far from rubber stamping, even if there is a minister in place, because the business case needs approved, which would also give me very much concern when they see that the University of Ulster and how it's treated Derry for the last 50 years and hasn't treated Derry too well. So I'm not sure where this business case is going to be successful.
Has there been enough contact between council and Ulster University?
What I would like to see as a council, I would like to see all providers engaged in this process and looking and saying, what is the best? Have a plan A, have a plan B, have a plan C. But at the minute, everything seems to be riding on the University of Ulster, and I'm afraid that wouldn't give me any confidence.
From the point of view of the Derry University Group, it's calling for alternative partners and calling on the council and others to look at alternative, perhaps, ways of providing a facility such as this. Do you believe that's potentially a runner?
I believe that's a very potential runner. I think we could be looking at partners not only in Derry, but on a cross-border basis in Donegal, and this could be a joint initiative between Derry Council, the Irish government, institutions in Donegal and Derry, as well as all other providers.
We see that level of cooperation with the North West Science Park at present. Does that perhaps provide a model that might give inspiration to such an arrangement?
I think there's a number of models around, and I think the council, as council is a driver of the city, needs to be looking at all approaches and not go down a cul-de-sac where Derry City has gone down for the past 50 years.